Palmetto Mornings on WRHI and CN2.
It is 7:12 here on this Wednesday edition of Palmetto Mornings. 50 degrees. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
And of course, you've landed on your home for news, talk, and sports. You're accessing this wonderful radio program and on so many different channels. On the radio, of course, FM 100.1, AM 1340, on a mobile device, courtesy of the WRHI app. Download the app when you can. Take us on the go. You'll be in the know on WRHI.com. You can also listen to our show on that platform. And then on the TV side, you can watch us on CN2. That's Comporium Cable Channel 102. As well as the major social media channels. Just look for WRHI and CN2. Click, like, subscribe, and you're going to be
all the things
kept in the know with every single thing. We're excited to welcome to Palmetto Mornings Chris Kristoff. Which, Chris, this is a fantastic name, sir.
Appreciate
it. You sound like you should be on a soap opera.
Yeah, I share it with my dad and my son, so it's like a lot of us.
Oh, I like it.
There's a lot of us floating around.
Chris Kristoff is the Director of Marketing and Communications for the Chester County School District. They're going to start joining us now on a monthly rotation to let us know what's going on within the Chester schools. And, Chris, we're going to start with just – all of our area is seeing growth, and Chester County is also seeing growth, and how to deal with that. So when you have growth and aging school buildings, you need to kind of keep up with the times and take us from there.
So we're getting ready to do a lot of capital projects. You know, the summer's coming, so we're really trying to get all of our ducks in a row and get started on a lot of projects coming up. The biggest of which is expanding Lewisville Elementary School. For years, we've heard feedback from the community that they want to be moved. The fifth graders want to be moved out of the middle school, which they're currently housed at the middle school, and move them back into the elementary school. So the expansion would add a new wing onto that building and would allow us to keep the fifth graders there. But as you said, specifically in the Richburg area, right off the interstate, I mean, that's prime for growth. So right now we're looking at what we can do to basically house the growth that's coming. So we're looking at possibly expanding some other buildings. Hopefully we can do some more major projects to kind of help with that.
So walk us through where we are with the possibility of a bond referendum. And I know, unfortunately, the last couple have not been successful in the Chester County School District. And I know it's got to be frustrating from school officials because you're dealing with all this growth and the community members are telling you, we need something to be done. These buildings are old. They're really aging. And so you present a bond and then, you know, the voters just say, no, thank you. But so where do we stand with the possibility of another bond in the Chester County School District?
So without going into too much, because the board has yet to make a decision on that, we're looking at the possibility of adding it to the November election, so the November ballot. The possibility of doing a fourth bond referendum, again, to address the needs that exist there. Because as you said, the facilities are old. And a lot of them are at capacity. Lewisville High School, for example, is at capacity. Right now we're in the process of getting modular units to be able to house the extra students that are coming in. Yeah, so trailers in a sense.
Right.
Mobile learning cottages.
That's right.
That's what they want to be called.
Right.
That term has definitely evolved, but it's like you said. It's a trailer.
But it's
a trailer classroom.
Right?
Yeah.
It's all about
optics.
So, so hopefully, if the board were to decide to allow us to pursue a fourth referendum, that'll hopefully be one of the projects on that list to be able to give them a brand new building. Same with Chester, and to do some expansions at the Great Falls campus as well. So, again, trying to give everybody a piece of the pie.
We're speaking with Chris Kristoff. He's the Director of Marketing and Communications for the Chester County School District. In a report that you release following the school board meetings, there is a special section where you congratulate the attendance rate for staff members at a school, and just for the month of March, for example, Louisville Elementary School had 95% staff attendance for the month of March. So I assume that means teachers and staff members.
Right. Everybody showed up to work that month.
Yeah.
So, but we're doing incentives all the time like that to, you know, we know there's shortages out there, and not just for teachers, but bus drivers and all sorts of positions. So we try to do things like this every month to show how much we appreciate everyone for everything that they do.
Well, kudos to you all for doing that, because, boy, after spring break, the fact that you can get people in those heinies in those chairs and keep them focused for the next couple of weeks while you're looking looking to summer is difficult.
It's a long lull, and then you have testing in there, and so folks stay busy. But you know, like you said, it's that summer's in the air, and everybody's kind of ready to finish off strong. So,
Chris, the Chester County School District is finishing its first year, or about to finish its first year, of this new modified school calendar, where you and other school districts went to school. It seemed much earlier back in August, but it allowed for more intersections. Is that correct?
Intersections.
Tomato, tomato. But no, I'm joking. Or breaks, right? It gives students and teachers a chance to get caught up on their work and or just to take a breather for a second. What's been the reaction?
So the intersession addresses two things. One, teacher burnout. You know, it gives the staff an extra week there in the middle of the school year to kind of just take a little reprieve, relax, recharge. But then it allows those students who need the extra help to come in, get caught up with work, or perhaps get caught up with seat time, and really, really catch up and get ready for testing, essentially. So in the winter, we did see a bump up in some of our scores for our winter testing. So with spring testing coming up, we're eager to see how the spring intersession has helped. But we're really excited to be able to continue that into next year as well.
Well, I was going to ask that question. Mm-hmm. So does Chester County do their school calendars like 2 years in advance? What does that look like? And will it stay on this modified schedule?
So for now, unless otherwise, we'll kind of pursue the modified schedule as we did this year. We've typically done like a year out, but this time we're going to try to do 2 years out, because we know it's a lot of families like to plan vacations and things like that, so we want to help them out and kind of plan out a little further ahead.
Well, we will continue to get updates from the Chester County School District when Chris Kristoff and others swing by our microphones, and we certainly appreciate the update from Chester County Schools. Thanks so much, Chris.
Absolutely. Thank you.